Baskets Basket or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar Newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Glad to have you with us. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want you to get the best in the garage floors, the increasing the value of your home, the functional part of your garage. Because of the rain yesterday, I spent a ton of time in our garage. I actually spent too much time out in the rain with Drake, but boy, we had a good time there running around, and we spent a lot of time out there. We love it. We love our garage floors. We love that it's safe, that it's slip resistant, stain resistant, that it's clean. I'll be honest with you. I've dropped a few little either jelly beans or, you know, chocolate covered almonds out there. I'll pick it up, blow it off, and start all over. I wouldn't do it if it's concrete. I don't want concrete dust on my food, right? We don't have stains in our garage floor. If we spill anything, then we wipe it up. We don't have oil stains or automotive transmission fluid or brake fluid. We don't have all that in it. We just got an awesome looking floor because we called Carolina Flooring Specialists. It's a no obligation phone call. It's about a 10-minute measuring estimate and colors and selection process that won't take too much of your time. Call today. Call Tim Worley, 864-404-8158. 404-8158. Easy to remember, your garage flooring specialist, Carolina Flooring Specialist. .com. To our guest lines, where Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com joins us. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. Hope you are too, sir.
I am. I got a little bit alert with your post before the Jalen Walker stuff, and then while we were on the air last week, you kind of confirmed it once again. Georgia was a big factor. As it turned out, he went to Georgia. How big of a blow is this for Clemson? You always talk about it's who you get, not who you miss on. But how big was this to miss here? And then is Clemson going to supplement that by going out and trying to find someone else of similar status in this recruiting?
Well, I think losing Walker hurts in the regard of, I mean, he's a very good player, very good prospect, someone who is kind of in your wheelhouse. You know, I think he's a character fit, background there, and had been to Clemson a number of times. So the talent and those factors, you know, you don't like to lose good players, good prospects. So in that regard, you know, I think it's allowed, there's allowed to be some sting in losing Walker. Now, do I think in the grand scheme of things that it reflects an indictment on Clemson recruiting momentum being slow, or that it's a huge loss in terms of projecting Clemson's future? You know, I think, you know, for just specifically looking at linebacker, you can look out there and find a couple of, a number of different guys that Clemson could turn the page to, and that, you know, there isn't a great difference in Walker to the next guy in terms of, you know, the caliber of prospect that Clemson could get. I've used DeMario Tolan, a fast linebacker out of Florida, whose stock's, you know, really rising over the last month or two. You know, a 6'3", 205, you know, he'll be 225 to 230 easily as he fills in. You know, someone who, if Clemson were to move on, there's not a huge difference there in the tier of prospect that they are. So, you know, I think it's allowed to hurt to lose somebody, but I don't think in the grand scheme that's going to matter all that much. You know, I think we've seen how Clemson uses linebackers and what they can get out of them. And so I think that particularly with 8 months to go here before signing day, you know, if Clemson decides to go for another linebacker, then they're in good shape to get someone of comparable quality. Now the question will be, you know, I think, and you see this at several positions on Clemson's board, is will they go for another linebacker? I think if you were to assess the needs, you know, you could certainly see circumstances change within the linebacker depth chart over time. But I think if you were to rank, okay, what position needs a resource allocated, you could point more easily to defensive end, to an extra corner being taken, where I think if you look at the depth that Brent Venables has at linebacker right now, again, like I said, circumstances could change, transfers, attrition, anything like that. But I don't know that there is as much of an immediate need based on who you've got there. Jeremiah Trotter in there now. Some of the numbers they've got with some guys who are reaching their maturity in the Vontae Bentley, Kane Patterson, Keith McGuire's, Sergio Allen coming behind him. I think you could reasonably make a case to use that scholarship for another need in a class where, each scholarship carries a little more value because you're going to have a smaller class, a class below 20 signees that you've really got to assess what you've got over the next couple months.
We have, over the next couple of days, we have the spring game here. While we have, mm-hmm. we're still in a dead period, we will see guys across the country at certain places and certain spring games try to make unofficial visits, how about that, and visit on their own and not mm-hmm. have contact with the staff. Is that going to happen here at Clemson?
Yes. You've got a couple of prospects. One who's already on campus, Ryan Turner, a four-star corner from Miramar, Florida, Shaman Amadana High School, who is, last week he took several days with his parents and went to Ohio State from Thursday through Sunday. He arrived yesterday in Clemson and we'll just kind of look around for a couple days, go to the spring game before heading home on Saturday. Clemson and Ohio State are the two big ones in his thinking. And he's one that I think we quoted when Clemson first offered that, he reminds Clemson a lot of Mackenzie Alexander just in how advanced technically he is, with some of the finer points in playing corner. So Clemson and Ohio State are the two that really stand out to him. I think Miami and Boston College are right there, are kind of behind those two schools, and then maybe even Penn State farther down the line. I think these two visits would indicate to me that he's more likely to come up with a decision sooner than later, and we'll see how those chips fall. And you've got schools having to make a decision on who they're ready to take and factors like that. But Ryan Turner will be there, and then another big one who really kind of resonates with our subscribers is Antonio Williams, four-star in-state receiver from Dutch Fork High School. Clemson's not offered him yet. South Carolina has. And some others out there, but another one who's really impressed during the 7-on-7 circuit this spring, kind of validated the film you see. And I think if Clemson, you've really got one outstanding offer right now to Brandon Thompson, and Clemson's got options and kind of taking its time and wanting to evaluate and assess other candidates. Williams there, Antonio Green, you got Tetora McMillan in California, who's a premium type prospect. So if you're Clemson, you're kind of juggling what are our needs, who can we get, and the timing of everything. And I think it's a big deal for Clemson that Williams is kind of coming again on his own dime, and just kind of reiterates to them that he's interested. And I think that gives Clemson a little leverage as well as probably raises their eyebrows. But, I think it always helps a prospect when they recruit Clemson and show the mutual interest. So I think those are the two big ones for this weekend.
Now we hear a new phrase in Clemson recruiting, elite retreat. we've had all kinds of things that we've done here, and I know we all kinds of schools come up with different things here, but we find out now when the dead period ends, supposedly, if it's going to end or think it's going to end and go right through this thing now, that Clemson will have its first, I think its first, elite retreat. What do we know here about this?
It's an event that will probably be, I'll say, comparable to the All-In Cookout, but, it's same type of deal. Although this one is a designated overnight stay, where the cookout was more of an evening function, and most families tended to go home unless you traveled in from a distance. But I think it can amount to is I don't know that it's necessarily a glorified official visit, but for Clemson, it will replace that for a lot of kids who are going to make their decision this summer. You know, Clemson is not one that gives official visits before the fall. They want to, you know, for one, they want you to show your interest in appearing on campus for a first time. And generally, you like to save that bullet, so to speak, you know, to shoot that later on in a recruitment if you need it. So for Clemson, it's your you know, somewhat of your way of combating all these schools are going to be giving June official visits and have a big recruiting weekend. You know, this is Clemson's version of it. That will be, you know, a social type event that, you know, Clemson, if you're Clemson, ideally it, you know, creates, you know, a bond between a number of these guys spending time together, your targets, a select group, you know, really guys that you've primarily offered, and try and kind of build momentum there. Having them around your commits, having them around everybody, and then hopefully one playing off another and them liking being around other elite talent.
Basketball, the transfer portal, man. We need whole recruiting sites just designated to basketball and transfer portal. Your thoughts on guys leaving, guys coming, how they utilize portal, the needs there. There's so much instability in this industry right now. But usually we talk about recruiting. I think in basketball, the transfer portal is becoming even a bigger aspect of the game. what do I need to know, Paul, about Clemson basketball and what's going on?
Well, you know, it is its own recruiting season, and one that, you know, when we're asked oftentimes, you know, in December, January, you know, who's Clemson basketball recruiting? Who are they in heavily on? You know, usually it's different covering basketball recruiting than football. You know, the answer at that time is largely, all right, there might be one or two guys they've really honed in on, and there were two in-state prospects, Jazion Gortman and Julian Phillips, that Clemson is pursuing heavily there. But by and large, you've got to wait until the market, you know, the market settles and kind of shows itself. You got to wait till the end of the season, find out who all is leaving, who all is available, and then now recruiting really starts for basketball. You really get a sense of what your roster is going to be, and what kind of options you're going to have now in the transfer market, and that's going to start shaping everything else as far as what your needs are going to be out of high school, and just kind of what you're going to have really on a year-to-year basis. I mean, look at Arkansas, where they've got eight transfers on their roster, and they've got another half dozen leaving. You've got Florida's lost four or five players. So really, you know, many, many schools are going to be facing a yearly overhaul, to where now is when you're really just starting to figure out, okay, who's out there, and you're seeing where the pieces fall. So, you know, Clemson's after, you know, it's documented pretty well. C.J. Felder, the Boston College transfer who played, you know, is from Sumter. Clemson recruited him some out of high school, you know, and that's a Florida's after him. Arkansas is involved, you know, schools that have a number of transfers, and I think if you're Clemson, you know, you very much kind of view him as, you know, a candidate to, you know, help you fill some of the loss of Amir Sims. So, otherwise, you're really still kind of assessing who's out there, you know, because there are a lot of names and a lot of numbers out there, but you're trying to figure out who really fits in with what we do and then who is attainable for us. Because, you know, different style of recruitments, players looking for different things. You know, really you're in a research period right now. And the market, particularly if you're looking for a big guard, which I think Clemson has, you know, has been involved with and just kind of fishing around for, or does Clemson look for another three, you know, given what has happened with, you know, you've got, I mean, Clyde Trapp leaving was expected. That's not, you know, the fact that he put his name in the portal is a little different twist to it. But he went through senior night, you know, and all that. You expected him to be gone. But to have Omax leave, John Newman leave, you know, perhaps you look, you just kind of assess different candidates there. So that's really what's going on with Clemson basketball recruiting right now, is if there's someone you identify and know that he fills a need, you're pushing on him early. Otherwise, you're kind of, you know, there are a lot of business cards going out right now, and you're trying to position yourself should there be somebody you want to press for.
Finally, tell us about TigerIllustrated.com and what can folks expect, how they can subscribe to the very best when it comes to Clemson basketball and football recruiting.
Yeah, certainly spring game coming this weekend. We, you know, a lot of analysis and nuggets that we've had out coming out before that and reaction thereafter. Recruiting, you know, while, like you said, the dead period and visits might come open in June, we're starting to see the movement with the planning there and a number of different news we've had this past week and then coming up next week on who all is planning to attend, the different moving pieces there. As well as different notes on, you know, Clemson had a big running back offer this past week. So that you're seeing more activity now with recruiting, and I think we're starting to see things pick up. So, you know, Clemson has been patient, and they will continue to be patient in this process. And I think, you know, you and I both hear some frustration, you know, within fan bases on, you know, why isn't Clemson recruiting better? I think there's a bit of confusion with, you know, interpreting inactivity with ineffectuality, and I don't think that's really been the case. I think we're, you know, the race is just being run differently, and we're going to see things really start picking up for Clemson over the next, you know, several months here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, final one here. Was this time last year that Alabama, there people were laying dirt on Alabama's program, and Alabama recruiting was in the, like, the people were talking on their message boards about, man, what's wrong with our recruiting? And then they signed maybe the greatest class in college football history. Am I remembering that right?
Yeah. I mean, they had two commitments at this time last year. And, again, it's about what you get in the end versus what you get now. And certainly no one, you know, I think, there's with Clemson, they've had one or two guys go to Georgia, and you don't like losing battles to your rival. But, you know, Alabama lost Clay Webb to Georgia. Clemson has lost Zamir White to Georgia. You know, defeats happen in recruiting. It's more the bottom line at the end. And again, we've got 8 months to go. You know, I think in the end, the metrics are going to show that this Clemson class is about the same as last class. And last class had the third best per prospect star average in the country. So, you know, I think, you know, recruiting is followed with a myopic view. By and large, but in the end, I think we're going to see Clemson right back up there, you know, with Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, as among the top five, carrying the biggest stick on the trail.
I'm going to leave you with this. Years ago, I asked Rick Stockstill, recruiting coordinator at Clemson for many years, a guy committed to somebody else. I went, what happened? He went, sometimes they choose the other school. Great analysis. Sometimes they choose the other guy. Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul.
Well said.
I always appreciate it, my friend. Look forward to visiting with you next week, reviewing some of these spring visitors and maybe some spring game thoughts when we talk to you.
Excellent. Sounds good, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks a lot. That is Paul Shreelove, TigerIllustrated.com. Short break, much more after this.
It's bow time. Tick, tick, boom. Like a powder keg in your mouth. Biscuits baked 49 steps fluffy, chicken marinated 12 hours bold, iced tea steeped 12 minutes lazy. Right now, get an 8-piece meal for just $19.99. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Whether it's for the car you drive daily or the boat that's reserved for the weekends, an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union is a smart and affordable way to pay. Founders features flexible terms, low rates, fast, friendly service, and 24-hour account access with Founders online and the Founders app. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto. That's foundersfcu.com/auto, or you can apply in person at an office nearest you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
March is here and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big. Select winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a single dollar entry. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus and receive a free entry into the MyBracket Contest. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Start your spring cleaning today and get insanely clean home with Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119 and mention my name, Mickey Plowler, for a free hallway cleaned. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the press box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. You are going to love Granger Nissan of Anderson. The big selection. I don't know. First of all, the most Nissans of any upstate Nissan dealership. Second of all, I don't know if a dealership has over 300 vehicles all the time. They had as many as 400, almost 500 at one point in time, and still carrying a huge inventory over there. So you drive off the lot. You don't order cars and they come back 6 weeks later or anything like that. You get them that day and you drive off today. With spring here, man, it's a good time to buy a car. It's a good time to buy a truck, an SUV, and get out and do that. We're going next weekend. We've got a wedding I have to go to in New Orleans. We're going to take Meredith's car down. I can't wait to get in there and get all the technology and feel safe inside of Meredith's car. I don't get to drive it enough. But we love our Nissan, and we love what they did for us at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. We also love the fact that it has the lifetime powertrain warranty. And that's a big, big part of what we did there. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. PGA Tour is in Houston this weekend. You have the spring game at Clemson on Saturday. You have the Final Four this weekend and the Open in Major League Baseball today. I mean, hold on. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But what a great time of year. Baseball, Major League Baseball opens today. Clemson baseball this weekend. You have spring football recruiting going on. You have the basketball Final Four. I mean, what? Masters is next week. What a great day. What a great time in sports. Isn't this awesome?
It's great.
Does it get any better than this? Used to be back in the old days, John Hite, that Monday was the opening of Major League Baseball and the opening round of the Masters and the National Championship game. Now, still, you have the opening practice round of the Masters on Monday, and you have the National Championship game. But Major League Baseball's opened up a couple days early on this thing. So Major League Baseball starts today. But what a great time of year. I think this is
my second favorite from a sports standpoint.
Behind
any point in time from the beginning of September to the end of November.
No, college football.
Yeah. But really, the last Saturday in November is my favorite.
Rivalry weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You love that.
It's my favorite.
You love that.
Nothing like eating some fried chicken after you've had all that turkey.
Texas said, don't forget Volvo car open. What the heck is that? What is the Volvo?
I have no idea.
What is the Volvo car open? Let me know what that is. Texter, send it back to me. We've talked a lot today. I have not talked about Francisco Lindor's $341 million contract. I'm not sure. I mean, he's a great player. I don't want to take away from that. I don't want to play the GM guy on the station saying, well, there's no way that if you look at his metrics, I don't know those kind of things. I know Wentz gets replacement. He's a 1.2. I know he is 27 years old and a future, has a very, very bright future through all this.
He's making that New York Yankee money.
That's New York Mets money, but the Yankees don't really dole out that kind of money nowadays. So far in his six years, he has hit 313, 301, 273, 277, 284, and 258. He hit 38 home runs in 2018. Didn't realize he hit that many. In 2019, 32 home runs. Last year, you can't really judge that year in there. But he's a big, big power. He's never had 100 RBIs yet. That's because he hits at the top of the lineup. But a guy that has finished in the top 10 of the most valuable player awards in the American League three times now, ninth, fifth, and sixth. All-star almost every year. Rookie of the year was second. I mean, he's a great, great, great player. Is he 341? Well, that's, I don't pay a salary, but, hey, they wrap him up. And it's going to be, great stuff there. The detectives, I want to touch on a bunch of stuff here in the final 30 minutes. The detectives in the Tiger Woods wreck case have determined the cause of the wreck, but they have not released it and won't release it without Tiger Woods' team signing off on it, the privacy thing. I don't know legally what all that means, so I asked it on the air earlier. We got a text message saying that he might have some sort of medical condition that they can't talk about due to HIPAA that led to this. So maybe. Maybe I don't know why else that would happen that way. The third South Carolina basketball player to transfer in 2 days, enter the transfer portal in two days. TJ Moss leaves this time. There's three guys that play significant minutes that leave the South Carolina's program. That's par for the course. That's about average right now. So they're right there at average. Clyde Trapp says that he's entered the NBA draft, not signing with an agent. If he's nothing like where he's draftability wise, he's going to enter the transfer portal and not play basketball. He's going to graduate from Clemson in May and move forward there. Clemson football news. Andrew Makuba broke his arm and is out for the spring game. Mario Goodrich has a funeral. And thoughts and prayers there. He's going to miss it as well. Also, we heard from Brent Venables in hour number two and let you hear about just how disappointed he was in the way that last season ended. Made a good point. That was a good year last year, really good year last year. Made the college football playoffs, won the ACC for the fifth time in a row.
Sixth
time in a row.
Did you see those rings yesterday that they got?
Nice. Very nice.
Nice looking rings.
Yeah. And I told you about the golf stuff coming up. Let me touch on the Deshaun Watson stuff. In case you didn't see it yesterday, two more lawsuits alleging sexual assault and inappropriate behavior were filed against Deshaun Watson on Tuesday. And including one that states Houston, Texas quarterback has unsent messages on Instagram and has contacted these women and previously messaged him through intermediaries. Statement in the lawsuit clarifies that contents of the lawsuit filed by Houston attorney Tony Busby on Sunday night said if Watson was deleting Instagram messages and contacting these women, quote, who formerly provided him massages in an attempt to settle, unquote, those cases. Now, Watson's lawyer, Rusty Harden, said in a statement that he's not deleted any Instagram messages over the last 2 weeks and categorically denied his attempt to settle with any of these women. The two new lawsuits in Harris County website on Wednesday morning. Harden released a statement. Now, this is the other side of it. Harden, Watson's attorney, released a statement of 18 women who said they worked with the Houston, Texas quarterback and said ranging from quotes of never made them feel uncomfortable and demanded anything outside the scope of professional massage, unquote. I read every one of these. And some of them gave him two massages, three massages, five. Some gave one. The number of lawsuits is up to 21. The number of women that have said that that supported Deshaun through these massage therapies are 18 that released yesterday. I don't know where it is. I have a texter on here that's taken a big exception with me today, and I've gone back and forth now for 2 hours. And I want to relate this to you because I want to clarify and make sure that we are on that we are right in what we're saying here. And in a world which we don't know what's right, at least we're saying the right things. Texter says, 5001 says, Mickey, it's disappointing that you swear Dabo's a good dude, but you and Kelly don't give him the benefit of the doubt because he's being accused of sexual assault without any proof. Very sad, in my opinion. First of all, it's not Dabo. It's Deshaun. Dabo's been accused of nothing. And he goes, give Deshaun the benefit of the doubt. To my answer back, when was I not giving him the benefit of the doubt? Have we, John, to your knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, and please feel free to do so, have I ever not given him any benefit of the doubt?
I believe that you've given him the benefit of the doubt.
So what he said is, he goes on to say, what proof do they have? Again, it's very disappointing that you and Kelly are judging Deshaun off of allegations. Innocent until proven guilty, I believe is the phrase. And he says, great show as usual. Have a blessed day. And I said, dude, I'll ask you again. What did I say to not give him the benefit of the doubt? What I say is disappointing. He goes, you and John are weighing in on public opinion, which has nothing to do with facts of the case and the burden of proof, given the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise. To I answer back. What we said was that these two, and this said it's in hour number one, that these two attorneys are releasing statements to win the court of public opinion and nothing legally at this point. We also point out that both sides of their cases repeatedly. The texter, the pro Shonda texter, says, Busby wouldn't turn over his so-called evidence because Harden's son works with the Houston PD. What kind of BS is that? He goes, I listened every day the last 8 years. I heard exactly what you and John and Kelly said. Innocent until proven guilty, he said. I said, well, tell me then, what exactly did I say? He goes, how many ladies have given him a massage? Now, we did say this. At first glance, and what we said is, like, man, the guy gets a lot of massages. To the texter says, many ladies have given him massage. Is not, how many given massage is not your concern? Stop judging him and let the process play out. To which I go back. Several things. First, reading both sides of attorney statement in sports news, to me, and I said, second, making an obvious observation about this guy and the number of massages he gets and the number of different therapists that he uses is not a statement of innocence or guilt. How many, how is that judging innocence or guilt? And third, and I've said this many times, we don't know what happened, so we will let this thing play out. My question is, how did we turn this into how many massages he gets, meaning having to do with anything with guilt or innocence? And one of my points in the long text chain going back and forth is, there are people out there who have done some bad things to massage therapists. There are some people out there who have never done anything bad things to massage therapists. There are people out there who have gotten hundreds of massages who've never done anything inappropriate. And there are also people out there who have gotten one massage and done something inappropriate. So the number of massages that Deshaun Watson gets has nothing to do with the statement of innocent or guilt. Is that hard to comprehend, John? Am I making myself clear about that? That's not a guilty or innocent statement. That's not a judgment of that.
No, it's not.
Okay, that's all I'm saying there. An attorney just texted me and said, if I had to play that off, it's fine. I need a lot of massages too. Now, again, making a statement about the number, which is really the only true judgment that we made through all of it, is that it's a high volume. And the other thing we said was, you know what, man, at some point in time, just hire your own masseuse. You know what, if you're going to get that many, just pay somebody full time, get it done, and be cheaper on that. That's all that we've said through it at all. As I have said many, many times on both of these, it is a fine line. I shouldn't say fine line. There is a lot. This is an industry that you can see things happen in, and this is an industry that has been. This is issues within their industry all the time. Massage therapists will tell you this, and they said in the statements yesterday. Secondly, I will tell you this: we don't know what happened in any of those. And I have said now for about 3 weeks now on the show, for us to come on and to judge a man for his innocence or guilt is dangerous and irresponsible. And I won't do that. I don't know what happened in those rooms. So it's not up to me to judge that. And finally, for me to say that this guy's a good guy, I know this guy's a bad guy, I know this guy, we don't know people.
Would I be shocked if he was guilty of all this? No. Would I be shocked if he's innocent of all this? No. I don't know what he does in his spare time. I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know what kind of person he is. I liked him as a quarterback. I think he did good things here. The person I know that I saw in this program, he's a good guy around here, but that didn't mean that he might not do things wrong, or doesn't mean that he didn't do anything wrong. Has zero presumption. Is that the right word? Presumption? I'm not going to presume any of this. I don't know what he did. I don't know what they did. I know what the two attorneys are doing, and they're planning out that way. That is all I said through all that. So I'm sorry the texture is so biased in one area that he can't see that. And as I told him to end this most recent text exchange, this is a great example of people hearing what they want to hear. If you are on one side of arguments in this country, in this world, in this, the society we live in, you will hear it one way. If you're on the other side, you will hear it another way. But I will tell you this. I am not ashamed of anything we've said about this case, because we have been totally fair to, if there are victims, there's a victim. There's either victims on the plaintiff's side, or Deshaun Watson, the defendant, is a victim. One way or another, I think we've been very, very clear about that. So, not ashamed of anything we said here. We won't back down anything that we said here. With that said, we'll take a break. Dave is in Greenville. Dave, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you after a very short break. My friends at Trail want to talk to you about what they do and how they do it. And it is the Better Building Process. At Trail, the Better Building Process is about one company, one company designs it, one company builds it. It is about design build. It is about the single source delivery, and that single point responsibility. It reduces risk. It takes away from overall cost from clients. Their buildings are built on time and on budget. Because of this journey of designing and building and renovating this Better Building Process, it takes every aspect of that delivery method and combines it into a single package. And a single package minimizes risk. It's not about documents. It's about people, and it's about balancing function and size and aesthetics and cost. And instead of finding 10 prices on one solution, they find as many prices to as many different solutions as it be conceived at no additional cost to the owner, to the client. So this open book deal works. It works. It's working at Trail. And I want to tell you, one way you can find out how much it works at Trail, contact someone who's built with Trail in the past. I've done this, and I've heard from these people, and I believe in what they do. 800-319-7006. We love Trail. We love their culture. We love everything about it. TREHEL.com. David Greenville, hang on. I'm coming to you. Final segment of the week when we return right after this.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan, and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
March is here, and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big. Select winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a single dollar entry. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus and receive a free entry into the MyBracket Contest. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers make their return to Death Valley for the annual Orange and White Spring Game. Our annual coverage of the Clemson Spring Game is brought to you by Bennett Equipment and Supply, Founders Federal Credit Union, Landscaper Supply, and Hartwell Village. Coverage begins at 10:30 a.m. with the game kicking off at 1 p.m. Catch it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
With spring coming up, you're probably getting ready to work on your lawn, but the last thing you want to mess with is some sort of cumbersome lawn care product. Sunday is a custom lawn plan that works with nature. Sunday utilizes natural ingredients. It's good for you, your pets, and the planet. You start by going to Sunday.com and putting in data about your lawn. Their free lawn analysis takes care of the rest, designing a program specifically for your lawn. All in seconds, no guesswork, using soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan. Sunday is made with ingredients you can pronounce, like iron, seaweed, and molasses. Sunday explains what you get and why. You just attach the ready-to-use pouch to your garden hose and spray. In less than 15 minutes, let Sunday take the guesswork out of lawn care. Visit GetSunday.com/Walt to get $20 off your custom lawn plan. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/Walt. Never is a long time, but it may be safe to say you'll never find a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Pre-owned prices have soared due to lack of new inventory nationwide, and George Coleman Ford wants your pre-owned vehicle. The process is hassle and fee-free. It's as quick as them assessing your vehicle, quoting you a price, and writing you a check. Read the George Coleman Ford reviews and see why doing business with them is the best choice. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie-style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
What's your dad say?
Everyone's crazy but you and me, and I'm beginning to wonder about you.
Let's get to our phone line. 65. Your dad, man. I need to meet this guy. I need to meet this guy. He's great. Texter said, if he lost his mind, then how does he remember when he lost it? Dave is in Greenville. Dave, thanks for hanging on through that break. I hope you're having a great day and looking forward to a great weekend.
I am, Mick. Yeah, I appreciate you guys taking my calls at such late notice. I just wanted to make a couple comments about the Deshaun situation. Mm-hmm. I have a son. He's 18. He's had two ACL surgeries from playing football. Now, he doesn't play anymore, but there's times where he still complains about tightness in his legs or in his knees. And oftentimes, he'll even ask, could you stretch me out or could you do this? So to me, it's not strange that the guy would be getting so many massages because he's a professional athlete. Plus, Deshaun's had a couple major injuries in the leg area. So for me, that doesn't seem strange that he would, you know, have a lot of massages. The other thing about it is when you're dealing with a massage therapist, you can't just call her and say, hey, come on over right now. Oftentimes, you have to make an appointment. So if one wasn't available, it doesn't seem out of the realm or too strange to me that he would call a different one. And then you got to think the guy travels a lot as well. So he may be finding them in different areas. So for me, that doesn't really seem strange. Now, I'll say this also. I think I read one where they said that he called her and he flew her in from Atlanta. Now, I'm just be honest with you. I wasn't there. I don't know what took place. But if I'm a massage therapist and I work in Atlanta and I'm a guy, a female or whatever, and a guy calls me and says, hey, I want to fly you to Houston to give me a massage. Now, that's a bit far to come just for a massage. You know what I mean? So, I wasn't there. I don't know what the conversation. I mean, but either that was going to be an awfully expensive massage, or either somebody was being really naive, or either somebody's not being fully honest about everything. Now, we do all, most, if you do your research, there are a lot of things that happen in some of these so-called spas and massages that do, places that things do take place. So, I, for me, with his reputation, I'm not going to say the guy has, is squeaky clean and has never done anything, but I think he has a pretty good reputation, and he does deserve some benefit of the doubt until further evidence come out. Now, a lot of the women that spoke on his behalf, because I read through the whole thing too, and I read them all, and I had also read other posts from other massage therapists that didn't have anything to do with this case, and they all said it's very often that people tend to get aroused when they get massages. So that's not something that's, to me, that's not sexual assault. You know what I mean?
No, that is not against the law for any of that. And nothing that I have heard either way, and I asked John this earlier in the show, was either these two attorneys that are playing this thing out in the court of public opinion, has anything swayed you? And while we, you know, one day it might be, oh, this looks terrible for Deshaun today, and the day this looks better for Deshaun, and there's a good day for Deshaun, a bad day for Deshaun, none of that mattered. What matters is, and here's one thing you also said too, by the way, you said, because he's a good guy, we do this, or because he's a bad guy, we do this. Look, even a bad guy, if he's a bad guy doing bad things, then you still get the benefit of the doubt through all of this. What we don't know, the number, that doesn't, it's not alarming, like you said, like with your son. That doesn't mean guilty. As I said earlier to this text guy going back, there are people who've gotten thousands of massages who've never done anything inappropriate. And there's people who've gotten one who've done inappropriate. So the number is, that's not the major thing there for me. There are some, you know, things I question on both sides, some of the statements I question on both sides. But in the end, we don't know what happened in those rooms. We don't know what happened to those people. We don't know the motivation for people. We don't know any of that kind of stuff. I do know from reading, like you said, it sounds like you've done it, read a lot like me, these statements from other massage therapists and their industry and the fine line that they get and the things they get and what people's misunderstanding of what they're really there for. That happens, and how you handle it is certainly one way to, you know, everybody's going to handle things differently, but there are protocols in place through massage therapy schools and through, you know, through your licenses and things like that you need to go about it. But in the end, we don't know. The bottom line is we don't know what happened in those rooms, and it's not fair to either side. There's a victim somehow.
And you brought up a good point too, Mickey, which is, I remember one of them even made a statement that when they feel uncomfortable, there is a protocol that they can go through where they can file a complaint through the massage, through the therapy licensing or whatever it is that they have. They have a system that if they have a particular customer, they can file a complaint through that. And as far from what as I've seen so far, I haven't seen anything where they say anyone filed a complaint, anyone contacted the police. And so to me, it's just kind of odd that everybody just goes and get the same lawyer. And I'm going to tell you the thing that's kind of disturbing, though, for me out of all this, which is the Houston Texans organization. And what I mean by that is every comment to me that it's seen that they have made is almost as if they're kind of insinuating guilt towards Deshaun. And I would think that, and I could understand why he would want to leave now, looking at how they're handling this, because to me, I would think an organization would come out and at least say this: well, we don't know if he's guilty or innocent, but we hadn't had any problems with him with any of our therapists up to this point. And so we definitely will continue to investigate and see what's going on. It just doesn't seem like they have the guys back at all, from what I've seen.
And here's why. Let me say this. First of all, though, those statements that are made by those organizations and by the NFL and all that stuff, those are carefully well-drafted by attorneys. What that means, much like we're giving Deshaun Watson the benefit of the doubt and these accusers the benefit of the doubt, because you got to be fair to both sides, I'm going to give the attorneys the benefit of the doubt here too, because what they have to be so careful in how they word stuff. So on the other side, let me play devil's advocate with you.
if they came out and they said, you know, to us, he's a good guy, and we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this kind of thing. If they did that, then believe me, every single group that has any interest in either Me Too or feminist movement or whatever, or advocates movement, whatever, would come out and be picketing and protesting and the Houston, Texas, you got to believe her. And you got to, so all that's out there. So when the Houston, Texas and the NFL, who, by the way, the NFL made a statement as well, they released statements. They are carefully well-drafted attorneys that are highly skilled in wording things that protect them from those type things. That is not a presumption of they support Deshaun or don't support Deshaun. That is, we don't want anybody protesting and picketing outside of our windows here, outside of our fences here later on today. That's what that is. Does that make sense?
You know what? And I agree with you in that sense. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that it baffled me that they wouldn't come out and at least say, not saying that they're giving the benefit of the doubt, but so much as saying, well, we've had at least 20 massage therapists that have worked on him over his time.
But in there, though, David, in there, it's not up to them to defend Deshaun Watson in the court of public opinion or in that. That is, and remember now, Deshaun Watson's holding out demanding a trade. So they're not going to be loyal to him if he's not loyal to them. You know, he's the guy that wants out of Houston. So I don't blame them at all. We are in a, again, they're going to be very careful through all that. But we're also, as far as that statement that the Texans had to make and what the NFL had to make, look, the Texans are feeling hurt that Deshaun has demanded a trade. And Deshaun's feeling hurt that the Texans hadn't done what they told him he would do. So these aren't buddy buddies that are going to take up for each other right now. They're at odds with each other. And so, but we also know they didn't come out and condemn me either, because if they do trade him, he has to have trade value. That's a complicated deal between his relationship, what they have to say. But again, I go back to it. High-paid lawyers came out with very skillfully worded words to avoid future things there. To the Houston Texans, they could not affect their relationship with Deshaun with the statement. That wasn't going to sway them. His mind's made up and their mind's made up on what they want to do, and there's opposites there. What they do when they're releasing that was they didn't want anybody coming out and protesting the Houston Texans. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Mickey.
I think you made some great points, man. I hope you have a great Easter weekend, too.
You too.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Great, great points. But now, remember, the Texans, they aren't in Deshaun's corner right now. He has it's like the couple that's getting a divorce. I mean, one is filed for divorce. You think they're going to go on and tell him, oh, no, this is the greatest guy ever? No, they're at odds with each other. That's one of the most complicating, and that's really one of the, you know, sports stories that come out. They're at odds with each other. So they have to be very, very careful. They want to protect their property. In case, what if he ever plays? You see, as an attorney, what they're thinking there, I'm thinking, is what if he comes out and plays for us? We got to protect him. What if we want to trade him? We got to protect our interest in this. What if we've got – who's listening to this? Are the teams listening to this? We need to come out and say enough to him, support him, and thinking that these other teams will still be interested. What if he doesn't play for us and we want to win our fans back? Well, we got to make another statement or enough of a statement saying that we can't go too far on him because we're the ones that trade him. We would look bad. And we don't want any feminist group or female groups or advocate groups or I don't want to say – you know, the negative way, the support groups that support any women that have been victims to come out against us either. All that's crafted, well-crafted by very highly paid attorneys that are looking to do one thing. Go away. You don't want to prolong any of this for your responsibility in any of it. That's what those statements are about. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone sports every single day. Today, I will forgive anybody who's not excited about this weekend in sports because it's not really football. You know, it's not NFL this weekend, whatever. We got football this weekend. And I know it's spring, but it's still football. We have baseball opening day today. We have golf this weekend. We have the Masters next week. We have Final Four this weekend. We've got racing and we've got soccer. We've got, man, everything's happening this weekend. This weekend, next weekend, maybe these are the two greatest weekends you could have in sports.
There's no reason for us to do the Biggie segment today because that just would have been full volume the whole way.
You'd have blown people's eardrums out all day long. I have my T-shirt on, buddy. Skip the music.
Just a reminder of our spring game coverage. This Saturday begins at 10:30 a.m. Pregame will go till 12:30, and the Tiger Tailgate Show will kick things over to Don Munson from 12:30 to 1. And at 1 o'clock, Toe Meets Leather in Death Valley. Go Tigers.
My two and Joe brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it is ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. And any real estate you're going to need here in Clemson's ericnewton.com. I would apologize to anybody who doesn't believe what I believe about Easter, but this is about my fourth or fifth consecutive year where I've just been overcome with what I believe in spiritually and this, what this holiday weekend means. As a kid, I didn't quite get it. And here as a much more experienced adult, man, what this weekend about is awesome. And that kind of what it symbolizes is awesome. So I want everyone to have an awesome Good Friday tomorrow. We're off the air. And an awesome Easter weekend. And just know that the world changed, certainly, when Easter, while we celebrate Easter. Great job for Bradley LeCroy. Great job for Paul Strelo. John Height, terrific job. Once again, let me thank our callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Up next to my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Friends, have a wonderful Easter weekend. But most importantly, tune in on Monday.